These are just a couple of pronunciation items. The thing that sheepmen would use to get the wool off the sheep.
Shears.
Okay. And the thing that you nail nails into a wall with.
Hammer.
Okay. And the thing that I drove up in is a
car.
Okay. Now, tell me, if you could, just brief about what were some of the tools that miners used in this area when they were mining? What were some of the mining tools that they would use?
Single jacks.
Jackhammers and single jacks.
Double jacks.
And then they used a double jack. I'm not thinking too good this one.
That's okay.
Cousin Jack's you
think. Yeah.
Those hand tools.
Okay.
Hand tools, you
know. When you were young, did your father own guns?
Oh, yes.
What kind of guns did he own?
Oh, let me see. He owned a 30-30 he was very proud of. And then we had a 410. Mm-hmm. Then my mother had her grandfather's double-gauge, 10-gauge shotgun. Mm. Double-barrel, 10-gauge shotgun. Mm. It has his initials in it. Then...
Did he own any handguns, pistols?
No, we did not have any of those. Just the
rifles or shotguns.
And yeah, rifles.
The thing you put into a rifle, the thing you put into the chamber, is called a what?
Shell.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a cartridge?
Yes.
Okay. Could I pronounce
a cartridge?
Okay. what kind of once they got automobiles or went beyond wagons? What kind of trucks would they have used on the farm? Were they just like pickup trucks?
We didn't call them pickup trucks then. They were just trucks.
Okay.
Jalopies.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of wagons would they have had?
We had what we called a spring wagon. That was a little wagon that was moved fast, and it was a light wagon that you could take around. And then my father had an ore wagon that hauled ore. Mm. And then we had a larger wagon that was made, they were all made in Black Hawk.
Mm. They were made in Black Hawk.
Yes, wagons. They were.
Thick wagons,
and they were made in Black Hawk. They're in that Bull Durham building.
So they're still there?
No, the wagons aren't, but the Bull Durham building is still there.
The
You've seen the place
yes.
where the Bull
yes.
Durham is?
Yes.
Yeah, that was where they were made.
From the bank.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the building is still there.
The building is still there.
I thought you said maybe some of the wagons were still
no,
there. No, like
but I'll tell you where there is one. Is there's a wagon like they had to haul ore in up there at the... where you go into the mine up above Central, where the ambulance is. Mm-hmm.
There's one there. There.
Uh-huh. But they had, and then they used to have spring wagons, and I told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had our little surreys that they took the women folks out in.
In the town.
Yeah.
I want you to, you said you rode horses, right, when you were little? I wonder if you could look at this picture of a saddle. Can you tell me any of the parts here? Did any of these... Do you know of any of the parts of the saddle? Like number one here.
That's the pommel.
Okay,
the saddle pommel. Horn. We called it saddle horn.
Okay, number one. And the thing at three it sits on is called the pommel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This is the stirrup.
Number 10.
And the shaft.
And the shaft, number 8.
And that goes down to the stirrups is the shaft.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know what they called it.
Number 14 is the...
I don't
just
know.
The seat?
Just the seat.
Okay. Uh-huh. The back of the seat, would that be called the...
Cabin?
Okay, number 2. And how about these things hanging down, number 12?
We just tie... What did we call that? We got two saddles down there. We just what you tied things onto like you wanted to tie on.
Okay. Did you ever hear them call saddle strings?
No, I never did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And number 13, the thing that went around the horse's belly.
The cinch.
Okay.
There's a name for that. Leather.
Okay.
Alex or something like that.
And...